Jesus Christ. Test, 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 test. Phil Hendry Show here. All right. Had some fucked up EQ here over the last few days, and we've had some fucked up compression here. And I'm trying to get this shit right, man. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Want to thank, anyway, welcome to our pre-show. And I want to thank Mark Maron for having us, there's my ugly mug. Want to thank Mark Maron for having us in the ground zero there of Maron. And we went over there today, man. I tweeted it out. I saw Mark's got such a fucking awesome audio visual. He's got a great audio setup. I mean, his components are awesome. He's got a great turntable. He's got fucking amp with tubes. He's got vacuum tubes. He's basically, what he's done is he has created for his listening pleasure the environment as close as he possibly can to old school vinyl listening. He's got the vinyl. Now he wants to hear the vinyl as it was originally intended to be heard on the original kind of equipment, which means turntable, obviously, but the amp is a vacuum tube amp. He's got old school electronics in his his other processing or amplifying equipment, and he's and the speakers are I think they're not exactly older Dolbies. I think they're not the cabinet speakers, but they're big speakers. And when he put on 12x5, the Rolling Stones, Round and Around. And I was listening to this, and I said to him, Mark, I said, now I finally get what the difference is between vinyl and newer digital audio. And the difference is the following thing. Digital is designed to bring the sound of the music right as close to you as it possibly can. The actual instrumentation, the music, but it is designed to cancel everything else out, including sort of the room sound. And that's the thing that you get with vinyl. You get the sound of the fucking room that the musicians are in. Yeah, they had everything baffled, and they had everything fucking as dead as they could make it. I mean, the goal back in those days was to just make the room so fucking dead that you couldn't hear anything but the instrumentation. But in the process, they weren't able to do it. Nobody can. That's why digital was invented, so you could control the audio to the maximum point, you know. Well, that old vinyl, those old recordings, bring us the fucking sound of the room. I can't put it any other way. I remember hearing this fucker coming out of the speakers today and go, God damn, man, I completely forgot that music at one time sounded like that on recorded music sounded like that. You know, experience live music is a different thing. Digital music, different thing. Vinyl music, a different thing. But if you're going to listen to the old analog music as it was created for vinyl, you're going to hear something you've never, maybe if you've never heard vinyl before, I would suggest, and you really love recorded music, you obviously appreciate music, period, you know, especially the recording, the art of recording. I would suggest you get a hold of some vinyl and listen to it, and you'll hear it. Listen to it on good speakers, listen to it on good equipment, and you will hear that room. I don't know how else to explain it, but you can see the musicians in a room that has not been completely, deadened and is sort of alive with the instruments and the singers. And in some instances, you'd swear to God when you listen to, I can't hear this when I hear digital music. I can hear it when I listen to vinyl. I can imagine the singer actually singing with the musicians. And as you probably have guessed, most of that doesn't happen anymore. And it didn't really happen that much back then. When multi-track came to be, the singers were laying their tracks down separate from the musicians. That multi-tracking came into recording, I think, in the 60s, if not maybe a little bit earlier, but probably about the 60s. And that was the end of literally standing there in the studio And everybody, one, two, three, boom, the music was played. Ensemble. But no, man, that was not the case, my brother. In those times, you know what I mean by that, in those days. So anyway, it was cool to hear that. And I got rid of my fucking vinyl. I'm not, it's an interesting thing. I don't say this to, I'm not trying to knock anybody, but I know a lot of cats in radio or people that love radio will often say to me, back in the old days, they'd say, boy, did you see this radio I have, Phil? Look at this old radio I have. You know, I never got off on radio, on the equipment. You know, I if you have a radio, that's great. Transistor radio, it didn't matter to me. I never fell in love with radio that way. I fell in love with radio as a this audio medium that was was the one guy creating whatever he wanted to create, in this little studio, and nobody could, you know, there's not a movie made that could, you know, that you would be able to top that, you know, if you did it right. I mean, I'm not saying for dramatic. Generally, radio is at its best when it's delivering either music or comedy or a certain kind of journalism. Not all journalism, but a certain kind of journalism. Narration, storytelling, it's great, you know. When it comes to production or produced sounds, generally it's at its best, I think, you know, doing comedy. But what the fuck do I know? I don't know. Oh, now, I got some new coffee. This is, by the way, this is a Marc Maron mug. I just realized it. I got some new coffee, and it's a black African dark roast Sumatra, I think. Or is that not Africa? Sumatra, Africa? Sumatra is, excuse me, that's Southeast Asia. Black fucking bean. And really flavorful, and I'm trying it now for the first time, and I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Oh yeah, this will get. This is. I'll take another 6 gallons of this. Yeah, there's no question. I'm digging this. All right, motherfuckers. I say that with all due respect.
Niggas.
And I say that with all due respect. I would only say that here in the privacy of our own. See, I want to, to me, what's really funny, and I want to somehow, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it. One of these days we'll do it. Bobby Dooley referring to the homeowners as her niggers, you know. So Bobby would be like, it would sound something like this.
Yes, Phil. Look, all of the homeowners, I brought all of those niggers together, and I said to them...
You know, so she's just riffing that way as a white woman. So now it's all of a sudden everybody, white, black, Hispanic, it's all my niggers, you know, and Bobby is talking about...
You know something, Phil, Steve, I got to tell you, there's so much I can tell you about this nigger. First of all, the nigger goes, and he takes the... you know, that kind of shit. My husband, look at that. I'm looking right outside now. Nigger, what are you doing out there?
You know, I would fucking die, man, if I could fucking do that without getting, you know, run off the air, run off the digital, run off the platform, you know. I'm on the air. I'm on the platform. Great, I'm on the diving board. So, you see what I'm, you dig what I'm putting down? All right. This is a really shitty Bob Jack Lemmon movie. Really shitty. Let me look at this shit, man. Let me check and see what this is. Cowboy, 1958, Glenn Ford, Jack Lemmon, a Chicago hotel desk clerk, talks a trail boss into taking him on a cattle drive to Mexico. Comedy? It says Western. It's got to be a comedy. I guess the Chicago clerk is Jack Lemmon. Talks him into taking him on a trail drive. Okay. it would be a momentous event, I think, if, test, 1-2-1-2, test 1-2. Okay, good. That's just, I'm going to see if we got, if shit Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Phil Hendry here. All right. Let me try something here, man, because I want to make sure that I'm... World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Test 1, 2, testing 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 1, 2. It is the world famous Phil Hendry. What if I did that, man? I just dropped everything there, okay? And,
Well, I don't know what it is you're expecting to do here, Phil. I think that it's quite obvious to me. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 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 testing 1, yeah, I think I want to have a little bit of that. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't know, man. I'm. That's fucking weird, man.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy. She looks a little nosy.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 1, 2, testing 1, 2.
Oh, 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 I'm feeling funny inside. Then little Sheila whispers in my ear. Oh, 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 I love you, Sheila, dear. Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love will never die. We're so doggone happy just being around together, man. This little girl is fine.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's very weird. Former American hostages want Iran to pay. Really? Is this the lawyer? Test, 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 test. Mary Snow, Al Jazeera. Hey, wait a minute. That's Ali Veshi. Hey, Ali, did you leave CNN and go to Al Jazeera? Wow. Yeah. So you're now on Al Jazeera. That's what I'm doing. I'm watching Al Jazeera these days just to see what's up, you know. It's all the same shit as far as I'm concerned. All the same bullshit. If my face looks red, I think I got too much fucking sun today sitting, having a lunch on the patio of the Gubner Hotel.
Yes, Miss Gray. Well, I'm sure you understand there was no time to make... I certainly do apologize. We were shooting in that area. I can make amends. We can offer you a stay. But I'm not quite sure I understand what you want. I do understand, certainly.
Do you know who you're talking to?
No, I... Frankly, yes, I do know. You're Margaret Gray and your husband, Frank.
Then you also know that that I can cause a great deal of trouble for you.
I don't see. That's the part that I don't think quite is real. You see, I'm not. How do you say?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't think it's real?
I just don't think you can cause trouble for me because I've got a big dick.
Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name. accessories, man. Notepad, man. There we go. Michelle, open. Fracture. Wild bacon.
Never knew a girl like a little.
I bet you there is a Wisteria Hotel. He is the manager of the Ranchero. He's the manager of the Rinaldo of the Rinaldo. Yeah. The Rinaldo Hotel of Hotel Rinaldo in Pasadena.
Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drive me insane.
Okay.
That is correct, Phil. Thank you, Phil. There's something going on. I think I was in the my female employee's restroom, and
Bob, why are you up there in your female employee's restroom?
I was in my female employee's. It's not, you know, let's not get into it, Miss Gray. Let's just be friends, huh? I was in my.
Why is this test?
I was in my female employee's restroom. And it was at that time, I was in my female employee's restroom, and it was at that time that I, wait a minute, I was in my female employee's restroom, and it was that time that I decided, test. Yeah, Phil, that is correct. Well, I was in our female employee's restroom, and it was at that time that I noticed that there was, you know, that we had a problem, and we did have a problem, and, you know, I wanted to get that worked out. So, and I wanted to get that worked out. Now, I don't know whether or not I'm allowed to say the things that I want to say, but...
Okay.
Testing. Testing.
Well, Phil, I think that... God damn it. Phil, I don't think that, you know, being in my female employee's restroom is one thing. But I think, Phil... Testing. Well, Phil, thank you very much for having me on your program. I think it's very important for people to recognize that there is. I think it's very important for people to recognize that we have a duty. I think it's very important for people to recognize, Phil, that we have a duty and an obligation to do what we can for our fellow man. There's no question in my mind that as long as we are testing frequency, Jesus Christ, man. There's no question in my mind. There's no question in my mind, Phil, that as long as we are, you know, doing the things we need to do here in this country and being as smart as we can be, why we are going to be fantastic people. Blah 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 blah. I think you know you can rest assured, Phil, that you can always depend on me, Bob Green, whenever you want to talk about hair. Whenever you want to talk about hair, I'm the guy to talk to, and I can tell you I can make it. Testing. Why don't we try just flat? Testing 1-2. Careful how you say flat, okay? Because you're gonna get a lot of broads. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Testing 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3. 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2. Well, I think that. Thank you very much, Phil. You know, we have.
I'm gonna try that with. I'm just gonna try that with no. Just changing the ambience. Bob Green.
That was loud. That was correct. I mean, Yeah, that was correct, but I never said to him, you know. No, but I told him, you know, I'm not taking Viagra. I wouldn't want to tell him that, you know.
Yeah, but didn't you tell me you were taking Viagra?
No, I'm not going to comment on one way or the other, man, because you said to me you wouldn't say nothing to anybody. Yeah, I take Viagra, you know. It's just I don't need it.
Well, I don't need it either.
Well, all right. So why are you ordering cases of it, you know?
NSA breach, one person dead up here. Wow, man. Probably some fucking self-appointed cunt motherfucker. All right.
Yeah, I heard a funny thing. Somebody said to me,
you know that I could be in love with almost anything. I'd drape my leg over top of that or that. It doesn't matter. I'm horny for all of it. For all of it. All right. Hey, there's Dr. Snowden. I'm Dr. Anthony Snowden, and I'll tell you right now, I can make your dick as hard as steel. How? I'll tell you. I've created a formula. Well, also, I've got a couple of girls that just go ahead and suck. No, forget it. No, we'll do it the right way. We'll do it the legal way. Or at least we'll do it the moral way, shall we? Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, because you're real moral, aren't you, pal? You betcha. Yeah. We won't let your wife know, though, will we? Because she doesn't get that kind of morality, does she, pal? No, I understand. You don't have to explain to me. Okay. We're going to have with us on the show today, Mark Berger from the Hotel Rinaldo in Pasadena. Margaret had...
I didn't have a run-in with... I want this to be made very clear. It was not so much a run-in as it was a... do we have dogs barking? Is this where we're... this is where we are now?
Bud, can you...
do anything about the dog?
I have a dog barking next door. That's great.
Isn't that the new world of the podcast? You gotta have a goddamn dog barking, right?
What do we do? I've got, take a look at this, the time, fuck it, we'll just do it with the dog barking. Here we go. Here we go. Dog barking or not.